The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Nun Tet. Today's daf is being studied, the Enu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nihenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf. On Nun Chet Amud Bet, we are starting from the Gemara. We are in Perek Hezkat Batim. So we learned in the Mishnah, Amarzev en lo hazaka, v'yesh limkomo hazaka. That's the subject of the beginning of today's Gemara. The Marzev is like the drain pipe. Not a drain pipe, it's more like a gutter. If you want to see a picture in your Piddush Chai, just to get the clarity of it, it's on page 130. Just to get the concepts. Mazhela is more like the gutter. And the Marzev is a pipe that juts off the roof, like a liter maybe, and the water comes down, and the water is falling into his friend's Hasid. That's the way he set it up. So we said in the Mishnah that a marzev en lo hazaka. So what does that mean, en lo hazaka? The Gemara is going to explain. Simply it means that even though you were doing that for 3 years, it doesn't mean anything. After 3 years, you can't come along and say, well, you let me do it for 3 years, you didn't say anything, so therefore I can continue doing it. No, after 3 years, I can say, stop doing it. I don't want you to do it over here anymore. Person's not makpid on a marzev for some reason. Therefore, his silence is not interpreted as an agreement that he can continue doing it forever. But it says in the Mishnah, marzev en lo hazaka v'yesh limkomo hazaka. Well, that's so strange. The marzev doesn't have a hazaka, but its place has a hazaka. So this is what we have to reconcile. What does that mean? So the Gemara gives three interpretations. My marzev en lo hazaka v'yesh limkomo hazaka. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel hachi kamar. Hamarzev en lo hazaka miruach achat v'yesh limkomo hazaka mishte ruchot. Which means this marzev is movable. You can put it on the north side, or you can put it on the south side, let's say. So en lo hazaka, that if you want to keep it on this specific side, let's say. But there is a hazaka, once it's there, the guy can't make you remove it. But you can put it on a different side. So the makom, mishteruchot, you have a hazaka. Which is to remove it in totality, the guy cannot make you move it in totality. But the guy can make you move it from the north side to the south side. Read the Rashbam. Rashbam says, "En lo hazaka miruah ahad." Let's say the marzev is on the south side of the mazchala, of the gutter. V'shofech shamayim v'azik bo gimel shanim ena hazaka. It's not a hazaka. V'im sarich ba'ala chaser l'shtamesh sham. If let's say the ba'ala chaser needs that area, sarich ze la'akor marzevo mikan ulani'ach b'rosh ha'sheni shel ha'mazchala. The guy has to move his marzev to the other side. De'en ba'al ha'gag mafsid bekach klum. The guy on the gag, what do you care if it's on the south side or it's on the north side? Bottom line, your water is draining out into the chatzir. V'ilkach en kan kivi'ut liyot munach le'olamim l'ruach ze. V'ilkach lo chashash ba'al ha'chaser l'mchot. Right, which means the guy was not makpid to make a macha'ak. So when I need this side, so he'll move it to the other side, the pipe. That's why I didn't say anything. אבל יש למקומו חזקה באחת משתי רוחות. But on one side he has a חזקה. I mean, the guy can't tell him, get your מרזב out of here in totality. He has a חזקה at least, either for the north side or the south side. באחת משתי רוחות, או ספוני או דרומי, שאם יעקרינו מסד זה, יניחו בצד אחר, ואין בעל חצר יכול לעקרו לגמרי מן החסר. You can't take it out of here. Why? שערי יחזיק מיה בתוך החסר. Bottom line, you're in the חצר. I might be able to push it to a different side if I want, but I can't tell you to get out of it, because bottom line, I let you do it for 3 years. So therefore, the makom, he has a chazakah on the makom, but he doesn't have chazakah on the marzev itself, which means after 3 years, let's say, even after 3 years, he could tell him, I don't want you to be on the south side anymore, I need this area of mahasir, so he can move him to the north side. That's why I didn't open my mouth, because what do you care if you go to the north side or the south side? But I can't tell you, you know what, I'm not in the mood for this marzev in my chatzit at all. Get out of here in totality. No, that you can't. So mekomo yesh lo chazaka, but the marzev itself in lo chazaka. That's the first explanation. Second explanation is bihanina amar marzev in lo chazaka. It means like this. Shima ya aroch mekatzero. Let's say the marzev was long. It protruded off the roof, very long. In lo chazaka, just because I let you have it like that for 3 years, there's no indication of anything. After 3 years, I can come along and tell you, by the way, it's too long. Cut it. V'yesh lo komo chazaka she'im ba le'okro eno okro. But you can't move it. So according to this shita, it stays in its place. So if it was on the south side, and you didn't open your mouth for 3 years, that it was on the south side, you can't come along now and be okay. But you can make it shorter. Look at the Rashbam now. Shimaya aruch yoter mechdet sorko. Very long, more than its necessary. V'tofez ba'avir chaser harbe. It's protruding into my chaser a lot. Mekatzero v'enu eno hazaka leorko. Aval yesh lemkomo shu munach sham hazaka. Delo ya'akerenu memekomo kelal. Kod reshita. V'afilu mitzad ze lesad ze. Ela lesad achem. אלא באותו רוח שעזיק באותו מקום אבי החזקה. So according to the second שיטה, it's more strict in the sense that the place that it's in, יש לו חזקה. You cannot even move it. The first שיטה said, מקומו אז חזקה, you can't take it from both sides, but you can move it from one side to the other side. According to the second שיטה, no, מקומו יש לו חזקה, that you cannot take it from that side at all. Elo chazaka just means that the Baal HaChatzer is able to shorten it if he wants. Third shita. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Hammarzev elo chazaka. Sheim rotze libnot tahtav bone. That's what it meant. If the guy wants to build underneath the guy's marzev, he can. The guy in the Chatzer wants to build now. So he's building up now. So he can build right under the marzev, no problem. ויש לו מקומו חזקה שאם בא לעוקרו אינו עוקרו. Now what does that mean? So look at the last רשב"ם on the daf. שאם רוצה בא לחצר לבנות תחתיו בונה בניינו עד שמרגיע למרזב. Build, you're building in your חצר. My airspace, I can build all the way up. Up until the guys, מרזב. ולא מצי טעין בעל הגג, איך ידע עזיק במקום המרזב ועזיק אינבי במה שתחתיו. Right. He can't come along and say, well, just like I have a hazakah on my marzev, I have a hazakah on the airspace under the marzev. No, that's too much. She'im notin meshut tatot marzevo ba'avir. I gave you permission to hang your marzev in my airspace. Lo natan lo karka shelo shetat ha marzev. That doesn't mean I gave you the whole airspace. I can't build anything. ולא שעמדו לו לבתי עשות מוצר אחד, בין במיניין בין בכל דבר הצריק לו. I'm not משעמד you the whole area. I was משעמד, I let you put the מרזב in that spot. No, that means what? That I can't do anything under that airspace of the מרזב? No. And therefore, אבל אם בא לעוקרו, להגביע בניינו, במקום שיהיה מרזב אינו יכול לעוקרו. But if I want to build something so high that it's going to be עוקרי עם מרזב, that already I cannot do. So according to the third שיטה, the פשט is, that I cannot build under, I'm allowed to build underneath the marzev, eno hazaka, meaning hazaka you have for the marzev itself, that I can't touch. I kept quiet for 3 years, that's your right. I can't even move you. I can't even move you, according to the shita, from one area to the next. But I can build. But I can't build so high that I'm going to knock off your marzev, off the off the roof. Now comes the Gemara and says, Tenan. Amazhila yesh la hazaka. That's the second part of the Mishnah. What's a mazhila? Mazhila was the gutter. That's the long gutter that, you know, is on the side of the roof. If a guy sees, has his friend, sees, has a mazhila on his roof, and the water is falling into his chatzer, and he kept quiet for 3 years, then already he has a chatzer. He come up to say, listen, you kept quiet for 3 years, that means you gave me permission, therefore, you know, you can't tell me that I can't use it anymore. So mazhila, we said, was more permanent. Usually people will scream and protest against the mazhila. If they didn't protest against the mazhila, so then you could assume that he gave him permission. So comes the Gemara and says, Tiran, המזחילה יש לה חזקה. בשלמה למען דמר הנחתרתי שפיר. According to the first two opinions, the way we explained, המרזב, it's good. אלא למען דמר, which means, what do you mean it's good? Look at the second נשבם. בשלמה למען דמר הנחתרתי שפיר. דלשמואל דמר, אינו חזקה מרוח אחת. According to the first sheet that we said, that there's no חזקה from one side, which means that he could move him from one side to the other. So Shapir is tzrich lemar, aval mazhila yesh la chazaka de davar kivi'utu v'en negilut ta'otrom makom lemakom. And the hadush of mazhila is that no, yesh lo chazaka, you can't even move it bichlal. But marzev, en lo chazaka, you can move it from place to place. Mash'ekin mazhila, it's permanent, and therefore, you don't move it at all. That makes sense. V'chen d'ribi halna sh'im haya aruch mekatzero, אבל מזחילה יש לה חזקה ומקצרין אותה. And according to the second שיטה, מרזב, we said, what, אין לו חזקה, if it's long, the בעל החצי could come and shorten it. But by מזחילה, you can't even do that, because that's קבוע. And therefore, if you let it there, that size, and you don't open your mouth for 3 years, so then already, it's considered חזקה. Good, we can understand the difference between מרזב and מזחילה. Marzev, you're telling me what? In lo chazaka, because you can move it from this side to that side. Mashaken a mazhila, which is permanent, yesh lo chazaka, so you can't move it. It's a big thing. You should open your mouth for 3 years. You open your mouth and it's done. But the second chita, marzev is long. Long. Bekatzero, in lo chazaka. Mashaken a mazhila, which is kavua, even if it's long, you kept quiet for 3 years. So the hadush of mazhila is yesh lo chazaka. However, according to the third chita, the third shita said what? By a marzev, in lo hazaka, you could build all the way up to the marzev. Right? The guy could build up to the marzev. Now, mazhila, what would mazhila mean? Mazhila, yesh lo hazaka. Yesh lo hazaka what? That the neighbor can't build up to the mazhila? Why should that be? I'm not hurting you. Why shouldn't I be allowed to build up to the mazhila? Which means, marzev, in lo hazaka means what? Go to the third shita. I'm allowed to build on my chatzir all the way up in the airspace. I gave you the marzev space. I didn't give you the whole area of my chatzir. So I can build all the way up to the marzev. Good. And what, then, according to that, what does mazhila mean? Mazhila yesh lo hazaka. Yesh lo hazaka sounds like whatever I can do by a marzev, I can't do by a mazhila. So what are you really telling me? That if I guy has a gutter over my chatzir, and I kept quiet for 3 years, I can't build underneath it all the way up. Why not? I'm not hurting you. Why should I be able to build it? What's the logic of such a shita? So the Gemara says, "Ela leman da amar shim rotzei lebnot tachta bone, mai nafkala mineh." What do you care? What do you care if I build underneath it? That doesn't hurt you. So comes the Gemara and says, "Look at the Ashbam. Ela leman da amar." גבי מרזב דלאחי אין לו חזקה שמנצל לבנות תחתיו בונה מי שינה מזחילה דקבר יש לו חזקה שאין בונים תחתיה מי נפקה למיני לבעל מזחילה ייבנה בעל חצר תותה הלא מפסיד מידי he not losing anything ובעל חצר לא שרבד לו חצר למזחילתו I didn't give you my whole חצר I gave you that little area over there on the roof what's the logic to say you cannot build so Gemara says I'll tell you why אחא במזחילה של בניין עסקינן. We're talking about where the מזחילה, it's made out of stone. Oh, it's a חשוב one. Stone gutter. So what? So it's made out of stone. So Gemara says, the אמר לי, because the guy who owns the מזחילה could say, לא ניחא לי דתתרעה השיטה. I don't want you banging in your חצר Because when you're banging with the hammer in the chatzid to build, my mazhela is going to break, the walls are going to shake, and it's going to break my item. So therefore, yeah, he has a claim. Which means, yeah, the claim is, I have an expensive item over here, this mazhela. You saw me have this stone item, and you kept quiet for 3 years, so therefore, that means you gave me permission. But you coming to bang now and build something underneath it, you're going to break it. But she'enkin, when it comes to a merzev, even if it's made out of stone, he's not makpid because it's a cheap item. It's a little pipe that comes out. All right, he's not makpid if he builds on it. It breaks even, a big deal. She'enkin, maschidah, it's a big item. It's made out of stone, so he has a claim. Your question is mechpatlo. It bothers him for the guy to build underneath. That's why according to this, according to the third shita, maschila yeshlo hazaka means not only can he keep his maschila there after 3 years. But the guy can't even build underneath it. He can stop him from building underneath it because the banging is going to cause the stone mazhilah to break. You can tell me the reverberations, the vibrations of the banging is going to break my item. How about Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel? Tzinor hamekaleach mayim lachatzer chavero. Okay, you have a pipe. It's a regular case that we're talking now. You have a pipe. It's draining water into the friend's chaser. A pipe on your roof, you positioned it where all the water is draining into the guy's chaser. Uba ba'al agag lesotmo. No, that's a new case. The guy, till now we were discussing, the ba'al chaser kept quiet for 3 years, right? So till now we're discussing that the ba'al agag, the guy that has the roof, after the guy kept quiet for 3 years, he can leave it there. You don't open your mouth, but in certain cases he can leave it there, right? Now we're looking at it the other way. Once I let you put your water in my chaser, now maybe I have a hazakah on your water. Maybe you're not allowed to clog it up anymore. Which is, let's say you had water running into my chaser. All of a sudden you decide one day to clog up your pipe now. Maybe I can go, hey, I let you do it. I was using this water now. Now maybe you can't stop. Look at it from the Baal HaTzeret's angle now. So Gemara says, "Uba Baal HaGag L'Sotmo, Baal HaTzer Me'akev Alav." The Baal HaTzeret can say, "Hey, nothing doing. That's my water." The Amar Le Ki Heki De'at Kanit Lach HaTzer Didi LeMishda BeMaya. Just like you were kone my HaTzer to throw the water in, the Didi Nami Kani Di Maya De'Igrach. I was kone your water. The biggest Gemara is looking at it from two ways. Just like you have rights, I also have rights now. I kept quiet. Why did I keep quiet? Because I'm enjoying the water. I give the water to my animals to drink. Right? The Shbam says, Lehashkot behemotai. I'm using the water to give to my animals to drink. That's why I left it. Now, what's the mechanics of this? So he says, Rashbam, looks to the Sevara, he says, Vedami lemekah homemkar. We look at it as if it's like a business transaction. Which means, I'm using words lightly here. I sold you my chatzer for the payment is the water. So therefore, you can't back out on the transaction now. But if I give you something and I get something in return, could you buy? I change my mind? It's too late already. I gave you my chatzer to use it to drain your water into. And the payment that I took as for it, so to speak, is the water. Now you want to come now and back out on the deal? See you later. You can't do that. That's the Gemara's Shita. Now the Gemara is going to say different opinions on this. So the first Shita says what? Baal HaChatzer Me'akev. That the Baal HaChatzer can stop the Baal HaGag from clogging up the pipe. Alright? Now we see Machlokna. Itmar. Rabbi Yoshiya Amar Me'akev. Well, like the last shita, Rabbi Oshaya held the Baal HaChatzer can stop him. Rav Hama Amar Eno Me'akev. Rav Hama says no, Eno Me'akev. When he looks at it as what? It's not a mikkah, it's not a business deal over here. Which means you were draining in the thing. I kept quiet. That means I didn't mind. Mm-hmm. Now you want to block it up. It's your prerogative. And he doesn't look at it as I gave you my HaChatzer in lieu of the water. He says, listen. I was doing it for 3 years, you kept quiet.
so that I can continue doing it. If I want to stop doing it, I just stop doing it. Ain't no ma'akev. So then we have a machloket between Rav Oshaya and Rav Hamma. Incidentally, Rav Hamma was Rav Oshaya's father. Okay? So father-son combination here. And they're arguing. Azal Shailel Rabbi Bisa. So they asked the third rabbi, you know, the two machloket in two rabbis. They went to the Bisa. Amar lehu me'akev. So he held me'akev. That what? He could stop him. I mean, he was posek like Rav Oshaya. Now the Bisa, guess what, was Rav Hamma's father. So you have over here, grandfather, father, and grandson. You have Rav Bisa, Rav Bisa's son was Rav Hamma, and Rav Hamma's son was Rav Oshaya. So they were all talking in this halakha over here, of can the guy stop him, can the guy not stop him? So Kari Ale Rami Bar Hamma, when he saw this conversation of the three generations of rabbis, he said, "Va'hotam shulash lo b'mera yinatek." Like Shlomo HaMelech says in where is it? Mishle Kohelet. Hotam shulash. When you have a rope that's is three strings, you can't rip it so fast. One string you can rip. Two strings a little harder. When you have three, hotam shulash. So he meant to say over here three generations. You have three generations of Torah. You can't take the Torah away from these people so fast. Zeh Rabbi Yoshaya, Benosh Rabbi Hamma, Benosh Rabbi Bisa. These are the three generations. So the Tosafot comes over here. Look at the second Tosafot. So what's the Gemara basically saying? When you have three generations of Torah, finish, the Torah will never leave that that family. So Tosfot says, what do you mean? Kama hayu shehen v'avotehen v'avot avotehem hayu tamidei hachamim v'lo ka'amar aleihem ha'otam shulash. He said, what are you talking about? We see not like that. We see many generations where there was rabbis, many generations, and then the Torah left that family. So what do you tell me over here? It's a guarantee once you have three generations. So Tosfot says, yada'acha hainu ta'ama. The beracha of three generations is talking when they saw each other, when they learned with each other and they saw each other. Then already you have the beracha. Good? That's a very important point over there. That's what we said once. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Haida brings down that there's a tradition that their lives overlapped for 15 years. It was 15 years where they all were living. And for those 15 years, they learned Torah together for 15 hours a day. So that already created the concept of that Torah should never be able to leave us, because we're the descendants. And once you have three generations, so what that means really is that there's no reason why Torah should ever leave us. There shouldn't, for practical reasons, there should never be a family in Judaism that descends from Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov that doesn't have Torah. Because according to Tosfos' rule, once the three generations learnt with each other and saw each other, it's luck. So what's the explanation? Then what's going on? Explanation is, you got to show up. You're right. No problem. You got to come to the Beit Midrash, but. Which means it's not automatic that you're just going to sit home and sleep and you're going to become a Gaon. If you show up and come to the yeshiva and study, Torah will come back to you. Torah will, that's what it means. Because the Avot studied together for three generations, so therefore they're for us. Now you have a guarantee. You just have to come start learning, Torah will come back to your family. Because already they saw each other for three times. That's why once we explained that... once explained that it says Ish ve'isha zachu shechina b'nehem. So we said the Ish has the Yud Ish, and the Isha has the He. So that's Yud He between them. So we're reminding every Hatan and Kala, now he's starting to have generations, he's getting married, so we're reminding you now are a link, you're another link from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. A new generation is being formed. So we remind them with those two letters, Yud-Keh, which is 15, remember the 15 years that Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov lived together, and the 15 hours a day that they learned. And that's an inspiration to the Hatan the Kala to live their lives according to Torah, and Torah will come back to you. Torah will continue to be by you and your generations. Just to get back to this for a second. Tosfot has a question. When it's listing the three generations, it puts Rav Hoshaya first. Even though he was the grandson. It says, well, what are the three generations? Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hama, and Rav Bisa. Chorat should put Rav Bisa first. He's the grandfather. Tosfot says Rav Hoshaya was the biggest out of all of them. And he proves in different places that Rav Hoshaya was Kepetah Hechal. His heart was wide like the opening of the Hechal. I mean, he was very, very, very great. Okay, comes again, what on says, Halon Sulam. Sulam HaMitzri Enu Hazaka. So what do we say? The ladder. What's the ladder of Mitzri? It's a small ladder. You put a small ladder, we'll see what that means, in somebody else's Hatzir. And the guy didn't open his mouth for 3 years. It doesn't mean anything. He's not Makpid. It's a small ladder. It's not Kavua. So he says, after 3 years, I didn't open my mouth because if I want you to move it, you'll move it. You know, it's not a big item. There's no hazaka. So Gemara says, "Hechi dame sulama mesri amad amrid berbi anai kol she'enu arba'a hadakin." Doesn't have four rungs. So long as it's a step stool, it's a small little ladder like that. No problem. There's no hazaka. You can't say, "Oh, you kept quiet. If I could leave it here forever, I kept quiet because it's a small thing. If I wanted to move it, you move it. It's not makpid on such a thing." Halona mitzrit. Oh, now we come to the windows. So we said a halona mitzrit. We said it's a small window that you're just looking out to see your property. Yeah, it's like a whole little people over there to look out to see what's going on. So inu hazaka. Inu hazaka. So Gemara says first of all, my shenaga besulam de lo mifaresh, or my shenaga behalon de mifaresh. If you remember the Mishnah, when the Mishnah talked about the ladders, it didn't explain to me what these ladders are. It just said halona mitzri. Doesn't tell me what the Gemara has to explain it to me. But when it talked about the windows, the Mishnah explained me what the windows were. If you go back to the Mishnah said, "Ezu halona mitzrit." Right? What's a halona mitzrit? So small that the guy's head can't even fit through the... So why did the Mishnah have to explain to me the window, but didn't explain to me the ladder? Gemara says, "Meshum dekabare efluge Rabbi Yehuda besefa." Because since Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue, right, on the window, so therefore explain me the window. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im yesh malben," if it has a border, even if it's a small window, there is a hazaka. So since already there's a whole discussion on the window, so we explained to you the window. We went into the window case, because it's mahlokat between the Tanakama and the Biuda. But the latter, everybody agrees, so the Mishnah didn't have to go into details. Okay? Amar Rabbi Zerah. Listen to what Rabbi Zerah says. Now let's discuss for a second of it. What's the issue over here of this window? What's the problem? What does the guy care now? I'm putting a window over here. The problem is, the neighbor is saying, I don't want you to put a window over there, because you could look into my chatzir. This is Hezek Ri'iyah, which remember we talked about it in the beginning of the Masechet. There is a concept where I'm not allowed to do something that causes you a physical damage, or I cannot cause you a monetary damage, nor can I cause you what's called Hezek Ri'iyah. I don't want you now, I got to worry now when I'm working in my chatzir, that you're going to look out your window and you're watching me. I want my privacy. So privacy is also considered a hezek. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Let's say you built the window less than 4 amot, on your side. You built it low, you know, within 4 amot. Yesh lo hazaka. There is, and the guy kept quiet for 3 years. There is hayaz hazaka, he can keep it there. The yachol limchot. But he can protest. We'll see what that means. Lemala me'arba amot, but if you built it higher than 4 amot, en lo hazaka ve'enu yachol limchot. What does this mean? Look at the Rashbam. First wide line. See it there, first wide line of Rashbam. Amar bizera. Lemata midalir amot mikarka bayit. It's a low window. Ketani matnitin de halon suri yesh lo hazaka. Okay, let's go back. Remember we said in the Mishnah there's another type of window, halon suri? Halon suri is a big window. right? It's a regular window. So now, when did we say in the Mishnah, Yesh lo hazaka? So the Mishnah, I was explaining. The halon sur yesh lo hazaka de keban de ikatarti. Shu gadol venamoch. It's got two things. Two things why you should have screamed. Number one, it's a big window. And it's low, meaning you could see into my haser. And you still kept quiet? Then I already said, if after 3 years you can't tell me, you know, take away the window. You kept quiet already for 3 years. Such an item like that, such an item should bother you. And if you didn't open your mouth for 3 years, that's an indication that I got permission. For sure you got to assume that it was done with permission. Which means not only that, better, not only he can't tell me to close the window, but if you want to come on your side now and build a wall, you can't block this window anymore. Now you got to build it far away. Because once already I built my window and you gave me permission, you got to keep my access there now. You cannot now build a wall that blocks it where I lose my view. Understand? Because here the Rashbam's learning, but to get a chazakah on a halon suri, you need two items going for you. Number one, it's got to be a big window, halon suri, and it's got to be low. These are two reasons why the Baal HaHatzer next door should scream. Right? Which is 3 years. A big window, and it's right adjacent or parallel to my Hatzer. You could look right in. So now, after 3 years, he can't come along and say, well, no, I didn't say anything because I wasn't McPeed, but now I'm... this is item people are McPeed on. If you let this go for 3 years, that's Perush, you gave me permission. Okay, good, I gave permission, but now I want to build a wall right in front of it. No. You cannot build a wall. That's what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say, read it again inside. Rabbi Zera, lemata medal ramot yesh lo hazaka v'yachol limchot, which means yachol limchot means he can be moche. Look at the Rashbam again. I'm reading that first wide line again. Amar Rabbi Zera lemata medal mekarka ba'ed ketani maniti dahalon su yesh lo hazaka dekeva dikatarti. You have two items working. Shehu gadol v'namoch. It's reverse now. Let's say one of the neighbors wants to build the halon suri, the other neighbor, of course, can be moche. On such an item, he can scream. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't want you to build it. If you're coming in the chetahila to build a window, I could stop you. Right. Those are two dinim. Yesh lo hazaka v'yachol limchot. That if I'm coming now, there's no window there. Also, the guy says, by the way, what are you doing over here? Oh, yeah, I'm planning on building a halon suri within, four amot. Hey, don't do that. I could scream right away to stop you from putting the window there for the Katayla. I don't want you to put it there. Right? Just like I can scream at you within 3 years, I could stop you from doing it initially. Good, that's the Bizera. Next Shita, back to the Gemara. Lemalda ma'arba amot, continue the Bizera. Lemalda ma'arba amot, but if it's higher than 4 amot, en lo hazaka ve en lo yachol limchot. Why? What's the difference if it's higher than 4 amot? So look at the Rashbam. Lemala medalar amot mekarka bait en lo hazaka de en haverom makpid. The haver, the neighbor, is not makpid if you're building it a high window. Why? Ushebone shechino enu yachod la'akeva. Not only that, you can't even stop me initially. Vilomalo arhek bin yanchem in a halon sheli. I'm sorry. The opposite. Ushebone shechino and reverse. When I build a high window, and you now want to build a wall that's going to block it, I also can't stop you. Oh,
okay.
Why? I'm reading the Rashbam again. Lemala medalat amot mekarka bait en lo hazaka, meaning the en haverom makpid. Uchsheboneh shecheno en yachol la'akev alav lomar lo harhek binyanka min ha'halon sheli shelo ta'afir alai. Hey, you're blocking my window now. No, you don't have a hazaka. You don't have a hazaka on that. Shiachol lomar lo stom oto. Because the guy can tell him, by the way, close your window. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you kept quiet. I kept quiet. I'm not Macbeth on the window side now. I'm going to close your window. You can't stop me from building now a wall on a high, against a high window. She'en lecha azaka. Vim en lo halon sham. Ubikesh akshav leftoa halon lemaala. Medalamu. En yachosh kilo lemchot biyadu v'lemaro. Okay? Which, and also reverse. If he wants to build the window the chatayla high, I can't stop him. But you can't stop me from now building a wall, blocking it. However, edavka halon suri, aval halon amitzri, but a small window, ben milmala medal ramot, ben milmata, en lo hazaka, vegam en lechol ha-shechen limchot. On a small window, there's never a hazaka, whether it's high or low. There's no hazaka to such a thing, because I never protested, because it's a small window, and I didn't say anything. But what? Vegam en yachol ha-shechen limchot. But the shechen cannot be mochet for me to build this window like a tayla. You could always build a small window. So Rashbam is learning that these rabbis are talking about a halon tzuri. So let's review Rabbi Zera's shita. Rabbi Zera says the worst case is if it's a halon tzuri and it's less than 4 amot. Halon tzuri less than 4 amot. I mean, you built it low to the ground. So now I have a hazaka on that. What's pshat? I have a hazaka. If that was like that for 3 years, then already you should open your mouth. Big window, I could look right into your hatzir, yeah, you didn't say anything. That's mine now. What does it mean it's mine? I have hazaka. If the neighbor wants to build a wall in front of that now, I could stop him. I have a hazaka already, it's too late. But if the neighbor wants to stop me initially from building that item, of course he could stop me, because that's already damaging to him. Okay? Mashi'enkin, if it's high, above 4 amot, so then already we say, en lo hazaka. In that case over there, it's not a hazaka, meaning, if after 3 years the guy wants to build a wall blocking it, he can block it. It's not a problem. Okay? That's the way Rashbam is learning. Look at the next shita. V'Rabbi Ila'a Amar, Rabbi Ila'a says, Afidu lema'ala me'arba amot, en lo hazaka v'yachol limchot. Oh. He has a hadush. The Vilaha says, even by a halon tzuri, the big window, even if it's more than 4 amot, in lo hazaka. What does it mean in lo hazaka? Which means the guy can come and build a wall and block it. Even though he kept quiet for 3 years, doesn't mean anything. Look at the Rashbam. The Vilaha, our first wide line in Rashbam, the big wide lines. Afagav delet lehazaka. Oh, Rebbe Amar afidu lemal medalamot. Mechila, look at the Rashbam's lashon. Afagav delet lehazaka. Even though that's what he says. Even though there's no hazaka, yachol lemchot lebilti asot shechenos sham halon. Kede mefarish tamal lekameh zemnin demotit shel shvita. Which means he's saying two things over here. Let's read it inside. Afidu lemal medalamot en lo hazaka. No hazaka. Which means what? That even though I didn't open my mouth for 3 years, there's no hazaka on such a window. What does it mean there's no hazaka? Just explain it to me. What does it mean, en no hazaka? En no hazaka, that means when I build a window, a big window, and I build it, even though you kept quiet for 3 years, I could still block it. I could still block it. But then what's the next line? V'yachol limchot. V'yachol limchot lebilti asot shechenos sham halon. Wow. Which means, but I can stop you initially from building the window there. Now, that l'chaora, why? If there's no chazakah in such a window, so then why can I initially, yachol limchot, why could the neighbor stop you from building the window? Which means,
same as before.
No. Look at the Rashbam. V'Rabbi Ra'a Amar Afidu Lama Damot Afagav Delet Lehazaka. Which means what? Let the Hazaka is not Makpid. Which means he built the thing over there. So you can't tell me after 3 years, you're not allowed to build the wall over there. No. I let you build it. I didn't protest. I'm not Makpid on such a thing. Okay, good. That's why you can build a wall to block it, right? However, yachol lemchot lebilti asot shechenos sham halon. He could stop him from building the halon there from the initially. Right. Why? I think Gemara will explain why. So Gemara says, Lema bekofin al midat sedom kamepligi. Maybe the machlok between these two rabbis is kofin al midat sedom. What is midat sedom? Midat sedom means like this. You have a case where I want to do something and it doesn't bother you. I'm doing something in your chatzed, let's say, but it doesn't hurt you at all. So can I force you to stop doing it even though it's not causing me a damage or not? Demor sabar kofin, umor sabar en kofin. What's the machloket? Look at the Rashbam, second line. Midat sedom en mehaneh lechavero, which means I'm not benefiting my friend. Afal pish en haser bekach klum. Right, even though he's not losing. Lerabbi zera kofin delemala medalid. When you build the wall, when they build the window above dalid, en manihin oto limchot, which means you cannot stop me from building the window when it's above dalid. Why? Share eno chaser klum, because I'm not hurting you when I build the Rabbi Zera is going to hold. When I build the wall above dalid, I'm not hurting you. I can't see into your chaser, so therefore you can't stop me. Rabbi Elai en kofin biyachol limchot, but according to Rabbi Elai, en kofin. Again, read. Rabbi Zera kofin. Kofin means you force a guy on midat sedom, and therefore what? The lemala midalid, when the wall is above dalid, what was the Bizera's line? The Bizera's line was, the Bizera said, lemala me'arba amot, eno hazaka, ve eno yachol limchot. Eno yachol limchot means, you cannot stop me from building the window there. Right? Why? The Bizera kofin, the lemala midalid, en manihin oto limchot share eno chaser kelum. Right, which means you're not losing out anything, so you cannot force me to take the window down. Ulebi elai en kofin, you cannot force me on midat sedom. I don't want the window there, therefore yachol limchot, but you're not losing anything. According to the Rabbi Elai, when the thing's above, before, even though you're not getting damaged, what do you care if I build a wall? But he holds what? Rabbi Zera, en kofin amidat sedom, meaning you cannot force me to accept this over here. I'm not accepting it, but you're not losing anything. I don't care. So that's the machlok it could be between the two rabbis. Can, even though you're not losing out anything, can you still force the guy to take the window down initially or not? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the explanation. Gemara says, lo, de kule alma kofin. Really, everybody says kofin al midat sedom. Which means what? Really, kofin al midat sedom, you shouldn't be allowed to stop a guy to keep his window there. So what's the machloket? Peshani hacha, de amale zimnin de motav shal shifat tutach. I'm worried, if you're going to build this window high, I'm worried you're going to put a chair, step stool, you're going to climb on the step stool, you're going to look at the window, and then when you look out the window, you're going to see me in my chaser, which is a window stam that's very high, you can't see anything from. The high window, you can't look out of a high window. But if you put a ladder under the window, and you climb up the window, v'kayamt, and you're going to climb up, v'kahazit, and you're going to look at me. So therefore, according to Rabbi Elai, he holds even a high window is problematic. Why is it problematic? Because you could come and look at, it's Hezek Le'iyah again. Look at the Rashbam. Shar Shifa Safsam. Okay. And what does Rabbi Zera hold? Rabbi Zera says no. Rabbi Zera says, you're not choshesh to that. When it's higher than 4 amot, why should you be able to stop me? You can't stop me to build from a window. I'm not hurting you. Oh, you might get a ladder. That's not the normal uses of a window. It's still feeling great.
So what's the purpose of the
mitzvah?
It's just to look at.
No, mitzvah. This is a suri. This is a big window. This is a big window over here. So high window. So he wants light, whatever it is. So he's exactly, yeah, I can't look into the chatzir now. Are you looking into my chatzir? I'm not looking at chatzir. It's 4 more time. What am I looking into your chatzir? I can't even look. Oh, you can get a ladder. So the Bilai says, I can stop you. Yachol limchot.
and close it.
Good. So now let's go back. I want to go back for a second and read this Gemara again. Go back again. Amar Rabbi Zera, reading again the Gemara to get it much clearer now. Now that we have the Sevarot on both sides. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, we're talking about a Suri window, right? Lemata me'arba amot, it's less than 4 amot from the karka, yesh lo hazaka. Okay? And therefore, what does it mean yesh lo hazaka? Because since it's a big window, and you put it low, and already I could see through it, I can see through your hatzir, you should have said something, right? So if you didn't make a macha'a, that's a proof that what? That the halon was done legally, and you cannot build a wall to block it. But because of that, yachol limchot. That's why I can protest to build the wall initially, to build the window initially.
Does it also mean he can have it closed if he protests?
Within 3 years, yes. Right. Within 3 years, right. 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 I could stop you from building it initially also. Right. However, above 4 amot, which means you cannot stop me from building such a window because machpat lecha. What do you care? What do you care on this window that's above 4 amot? That's the Mizera's logic. Rabbi Lai comes along and says, it is a problem. Which means there's no chazaka, meaning above 4 amot, I could always build a wall to block it, and yachol limchot. But I could stop you from doing it initially. Why should I stop you doing it initially? So Gemara says, lema bekofin amidat sedom kame pligi. Maybe the machlokes Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Ra is, are you kofin, which means, can you force a guy? Listen, can you force a guy to accept something that he's doing that's not causing you a damage? Can you force me to accept this? So the Gemara says, "Demor sabar kofin," which means "mor sabar." Rabbi Zera is going to say, "Yeah, you could force the guy. You cannot protest against this high window. I'm not damaging you, so you can't force me to take it down." Kofin amidat sedom. This is, you're acting like Sodom over here. I'm not damaging you and you want to stop me? Kofin al midat Sodom. You could force a guy that he shouldn't act like the people of Sodom. That's why the Bizera holds, you cannot stop. And the Bizera will hold, and Kofin. Now listen, if I want you to take down the window, take down the window, even though I'm not causing you damage. Gemara says, no, everybody holds really Kofin al midat Sodom. That normally speaking, Kofin, a guy is not allowed to act like the people of Sodom. And you can force a guy what's the case over here? Because the guy can come and tell him, I don't want you to put the window over there because you are damaging me. You are causing me a damage when it's higher than 4 amot. What's the damage? You're going to put a chair and you're going to climb up the window and you're going to look at my item. Okay, that's very good. I just wanted to explain that kofin al midat sedom. Which means, could you force a guy to not act like Sodom? That's what it means. Kofin al midat. Midat Sodom was, they stopped a guy even if there was no damage. Just stopped. They bothered a guy. I'm not even calling you. So kofin al midat, could you force a guy not to act like Sodom people? Around? Okay, now comes the Gemara and says, story. Right before the Mishnah. Ahu da'atah lekameh derabi ami. Guy came in front of Rav Ami. Shadra lekameh derabi abba bar mamam. What was the case? One of these stories over here. Look at Rashbam. Rotzeya lasot halon suri lemalam bedalat amot. Exactly our case. He wanted to put a wall, a window, above 4 amot, and his friend was stopping him. That's the machloket. That's the machloket. That's the machloket. And Rabbi Eli. So he came to the rabbi. Ata lekamed Rabbi Abba bar Mamal amale avid lek Rabbi Eli. Which means what? He can protest. Why? Because he's worried about the step stool, he'll climb on the thing and he'll watch you. Amar Shemuel ul'ora afilu koshu yesh lo hazaka. Oh, new point. A window that's for light, even a koshu, there's hazaka. What does that mean? Baram Najbam. Amar Shemuel ul'ora afilu koshu yesh lo hazaka. Halona asui likanes memenu or bimkom afel. It's a dark area. You built the window in order to bring some sunlight in there. Lo ba'inan halon suri Ela afilu kolchu, even a small window. That's for light. Yesh lo hazaka. The halon asui leora, a window that's made for light. Milta dekbi'uta. That's a permanent item. Dechol hayamim adam sarich leora, because people always need light. Dechevan sheasa halon ze lechol hayamim asao. Vayalo lebal chaser lemchot betoch gimal. You should have screamed within three. Umidelo micha. You didn't scream. In all the cases of our Mishnah, all these cases you have to clarify. When the guy was building the small window or the big window, it was for the view. He wanted to look out and watch his property. That's what we discuss. Hazakah, yeah, hazakah, higher, lower. But when a guy's building a window for light, the neighbor knows. When you see a window that's built for light, you know it's a permanent window. If you kept quiet after 3 years, so you can't come along now and say, oh yeah, I'm building a wall in front of it. Hey. When it comes to windows, no matter what, if it's for light, you got to scream. And if you didn't protest, then already high, low, light, you have to make a protest. We're discussing if it wasn't for light. This is inyan of just to look to take a view. So that's the shita of the Rashbam. Now wait. Good. That's correct. Okay. Just go read one Mishnah. Haziz. Ziz is an item that protrudes off the roof. You know what a ziz is? It's a piece of wood or beam that it's protruding off your roof. Okay, what do you do with that stuff? You hang stuff on it and things like that. But it's hanging over the roof, so when you're going to use it, you can see into the neighbor's yard. Hey, you want to see the picture? They have a picture over here of Aziz. Here. It's like a block of wood that's sticking off the side of the house. So the issue is that when you're going to start using it, you're right into the guy's hasid. You can look right over into the guy's backyard. So Gemara says, Haziz ad tefach yesh lo hazaka. Which is, if it's a tefach long, if it's protruding a tefach long, yesh lo hazaka. What does it mean, yesh lo hazaka? Look at the Rashbam on the bottom. Mish yesh lo kotel samuk lachaser chavero. He's got a wall next to his friend's apartment. Veotzi ziz tefach bolet mekotlo lachaser chavero. And the ziz is protruding a tefach into his friend's property. Have your hazaka. Ve'en ba lachaser yakol lebnot sham binyan nestor taziz. After 3 years, the guy can't come along, stop building something, and block his disease that's protruding. You kept quiet for 3 years on such an item? That's a big thing to have a disease protruding a tefah into your property. If you kept quiet, that must mean you gave him the shoot. Therefore, after 3 years, you cannot come now and stop building a building to block it. Okay? However, and that's why he could stop him. That's why initially when he wants to put the Z's there, the neighbor could say, hey, oh, I don't want you to put it there. Now, Ishbam, Kilomar, Haba leotzi Z's tefa betchila lechatzir chavero yechol limchot bo, ba lechatzir. Shelo lemalot avir chatziro. Velo aminat zenene vezeno chaser. Which means, we don't say, what are you doing? What are you doing with that airspace? Hey, I don't want you to put that Z's over there, because I don't want you to look over my, into my field. When you're going to use the Z's, you're right over my garden there. I don't want you to look into my backyard. So if he built it, and he kept quiet for 3 years, that's very hazaka. And that's why he could stop him, initially. Last part, but it's less than a tefah. En lo hazaka, because it's a small item. Right, which means, eno chazaka, meaning if I want to build and block it now, I can build. You don't have a chazaka for that. But why don't you scream? I'm not Makpid on three, less than three. I didn't have to scream on that. It's a small item. Therefore, if I want to build something to block it, no problem. The eno tsarich limchot. Right, which means he doesn't have to protest, which means when he builds it initially, he doesn't have to stop him. But I could still go up and block, because these are items that I'm not makpid. So, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rab Mani, Amri La Amar Bi Yaakov, Amar Rab Mani, Hezik Betefah, Hezik Bedalid. This is the last point we want to say. He's made a statement. If you have a hazakah with a tefah, you have a hazakah with four. Which sounds to say like this. You could have this item protruding one tefah out. You could have it protruding four tefah out. It depends how long you want to make the rod. So it sounds like he made a statement like this, which is a very strange statement. If a guy built an item as a tefah protruding, and the neighbor didn't say anything, then even if he built it four also now, it's okay also. Now that makes no sense. Maybe I'll keep quiet on a tefah, but if it's four, why is that automatic that I'm agreeing also? Just because I let you get away with a one tefah, why is that automatically allow me now to put a four tefah? What does that statement mean? Hezik betefah, hezik bedalid. So Gemara says, no. My kamar, what does that mean? It makes no sense. Amar abayachi kamar. Hezik rochav tefah b'meshich arba. Hezik berochav arba. He tells me a hadush like this. Let's read the Rashbam. That's the best thing. Look at Hachi Kamar, Hazik. Bezishu rochav tefah. Let's say you have beziz, this thing. It's wide a tefah. I'm not talking about how much it protrudes. I'm talking about the width. The width of it is a tefah. It's a plank, width of a tefah. Be'orech dalet tefahim bolet min hakotel. And it protrudes four tefahim outside the kotel. You know what the basic rule of the Gemara is? Once you give me four tefahim, either on width or on protrusion, it's assumed that I have 4x4 tefahim. 4x4 tefahim, that space, that area, is considered makom hashuv. So once already I have four this way, four wide, or four long, then the assumption, and you kept quiet, then you could assume I get the whole 4x4 space. Now look at the Rashbam. He explains it. Bezishu rochav tefah. It's one wide. Be'orech dal tefahim bolet min hakotel lachutz. He'azik lemeh bezishu rochav dalet al dalet orech. I get the dalet al dalet also. Dekevan diach lo orech shel makom hashuv. Once I gave you four protruding, netratzeh lo nami berochbo. I also give you the four in the width. Why? The en makom hashuv bepahot midalad al dalad. That's normally a space of hashuv 4x4. What space can rules? Once I give you four one way, you get four the other way. The hu adichi mi'azik berochav tefah b'meshik asara. Now that's how I do it. Let's say the thing was a tefah, right? And it protruded 10 tefahim. How much will I get? I'll get four on the... You max out at four. I don't get 10. I don't get, because it's not saying whatever I give you the length, I give you a width. No. If I gave you 10 protruding, you'll get the four on the width also. Lo hazikim berochav dalet. However, let's say, avad im hazik berochav tefah. Let's say it was a tefah wide, and it protruded three. And you get nothing. Because I'm only going to give you the four on the other way if you had four on one way. Right, you had four somewhere. So the hadush of the statement is, back to the Gemara's statement. The Gemara's statement is, Hezik betefah, hezik bedalid. That means, if I had a tefah width, right? It's on the wall. The picture's on the wall, it's going this way. It's on the wall, a tefah, right? But it protrudes here, right? And now you kept quiet. You didn't tell me anything for 3 years. Now, not only do I keep what I have, if I don't, you can't bother me now, but I can even add to make it 4x4. Or the opposite, if it was four this way, and it came out one, and you kept quiet, now I can even extend to four, because that's makom hashu, 4x4. Continue. If it was one over here, and it protruded 10, I could all go to four. If it was one and it protruded three, that's it. Whatever I let you have, that you cannot say, well, three, no, you're three at least. No. Four makes you makom hashuv. So whenever you have a combination of four in length or width, and that was accepted, meaning you didn't say anything for 3 years, then already I can always extend it to 4x4. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.